愿大家平安。
May peace be to you all.
请我们来看《哥林多后书》第二章。
Let us turn to the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 2.
哥林多后书的第二章。
2 Corinthians, chapter 2.
十四节。
Verse 14. Now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ, and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place.
我们在信仰生活每一天都有很多值得感谢的地方。
In our daily life of faith, there are many aspects of life that we can be thankful for.
所以我们在灵恩会、见证会常常有很多的信徒来数算不尽神的恩典。
Therefore, during the spiritual convocation, during the testimony session, we have multiple believers that have the chance to expound their thanks to God.
那让我们也一起来感受神的爱跟神的作为。
So that we can also experience the mighty hand of God and His works.
但是在这里，圣经告诉我们另外一种值得感谢的。
However, here in the Bible, it tells us another point in which we can be thankful for.
就是我们信仰的成长跟成熟。
Which is our growth and our maturity in our faith.
啊，这是值得感谢的。
This is something to be thankful about.
因为这个价值超越物质上、肉体上的恩典。
Because the value of this exceeds the value of any material things.
这里说感谢神他带领我们在基督里夸胜。
Here it tells us, thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ.
因为在生活上能够得胜，所以能够显扬认识基督而有的香气。
Because we can be triumphant in our daily lives, therefore we can come to know of God and His fragrance.
认识基督而有的香气，这个包括两部分。
To know Christ and to be able to manifest His aroma, it requires two points.
第一部分要了解基督的香气是什么。
The first part, we have to come to understand what is the fragrance, the aroma of Christ.
第二个要不断的自我调整，让我们能够显扬基督的香气。
The second part is to constantly adjust ourselves so that we can manifest the aroma of Christ.
那当我们的信仰目标提升到这个层面，
when we are able to elevate our faith and our goals in life to this aspect,
我们的灵性就会越来越成熟。
Then we can mature in our faith.
也就是说，跟主耶稣越来越相近。
Which means we are nearer and nearer to God, Lord Jesus Christ.
在生活能够显扬主耶稣的香气。
And in our daily lives, we are able to manifest the aroma of Christ.
好，我们现在看十五节。
Let us now read verse 15. Verse 15, For we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing.
这个地方说，在得救人身上或灭亡人身上都有基督的香气。
Here we say, we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing.
在这个社会有很多不同的方法在把人分类。
There are many ways in which we can categorize many people in the society.
比方说最明显叫做中产阶级，那既然有中产就有上有下。
For example, we say the middle class, which is the workers. And then if there's a middle class, then there's an upper class and a lower class.
但是圣经把人类分作两种。
However, the Bible categorizes us into two portions.
一个叫做得救的人。
The first part is those that are saved.
那如果不是属于这一种，叫做灭亡的人。
If we do not belong to this category, then we belong to the part that are perishing.
那没有第三种。
There are no third category.
那这个灭亡就是指着还没有认识主耶稣。
The people who are perishing refers to those who have not come to believe in the Lord Jesus.
我们或许不同意，我都活得很好啊，我很有成就，什么叫做灭亡？
Perhaps we may disagree because we have accomplished so much in life and we're successful. Why am I perishing?
那是指着从信仰上来做。
However, this judgment can be claimed only from the spiritual perspective.
我们还没有得到救恩，就是灭亡。
Because we have not inherited salvation, therefore we are perishing.
那对没有得到救恩人来说，我们要有基督的香气。
To those that have not come to receive salvation, to those that have received salvation, we have to have the fragrance of Christ.
因为当我们在介绍神，神也拿不出来，看不见，摸不到。
Because when we are introducing the Lord Jesus, we cannot take him out. We cannot present him.
那当我们在介绍主耶稣。
When we're introducing Jesus Christ,
主耶稣已经升天了。
Lord Jesus has ascended to heaven.
那也拿不出来，也看不见。
We also cannot take him out and present to you.
那到底信耶稣有多好？
So how good is it to believe in the Lord Jesus?
这个不只是我们讲有多好。
This does not rely on what we say.
那别人就要在我们的身上，在我们的生活，在我们的家庭来看看，你讲的是不是跟你，你的生活是不是跟你讲一样好？
However, people are going to judge us based on our faith, our life, and our family life, and see whether you are as good as what you say.
那如果我们的生活，我们的家庭跟我们讲的一样好？
If our lives and our family is as good as what we say.
我们理论上的说服就有力量。
Our theoretical persuasion will be persuasive.
因为我们有实际的成果来证明。
Because we have the reality to prove to them.
所以圣经里面才说。
Therefore, the Bible says.
如果有不信从道理的丈夫。
For those husbands that are not of the faith.
他也不听道了。
They do not listen to the truth.
那你怎么办呢？
What are you supposed to do?
圣经给我们一个答案。
The Bible gives us a direction.
就用品性把它感化过来。
We can win them over by our virtues.
这不只是说太太在引领丈夫。
This does not only refer to the wife leading the husband.
这也包括丈夫在引领太太。
It also encompasses the husbands that are leading the wives.
这也包括父母在引导子女。
It also refers to parents who are leading their children.
或者反过来，子女在引导父母。
Or vice versa, the other way around.
如果我们有实际信仰实质的表现。
If we have the practical evidence in our lives,
那这个叫做基督的香气。
This is called the aroma of Christ.
我每一个人都很希望有香气。
Every one of us wants to be fragrant.
所以很多的鲜花有不同的香气。
We know that there are many fragrances coming from different types of flowers.
我们只要有一朵鲜花在客厅里面，感觉就不一样。
Once we have a particular flower placed in a particular room, we will feel the difference.
特别是女人要撒不同的香水。
Especially for ladies who spray on themselves different types of fragrances.
就是要让自己感觉很好，让靠近的人感觉很好。
With these perfumes, they'd like others to want to be with them and feel good.
所以当我们在生活跟我们最接近的人，我们有基督的香气，他们就会被感动，被吸引。
Therefore, when we have the fragrance of Christ around those people who are among us, they will be attracted to us.
当一个朋友来到教会。
When a friend comes to church,
他也没有看到神。
They do not see God.
他第一个要先感受教会里面的人是不是好。
Their first step is to experience whether the people in the church are good or not.
那如果每一个人都有基督的香气，
If every one of us possess the fragrance of Christ,
这种体验是难忘的。
This type of experience is unforgettable.
因为这个体验是社会上你没有办法体验到的。
However, because this type of experience cannot be experienced in the society.
那既然社会上没有体验得到，
since they cannot experience this experience in the society,
只有在教会能够体验，
they can only claim this in the church.
所以他就很想要回来。
Therefore, they would like to come back again.
他来了，他就不想要离开。
Once they come, they refuse to leave.
因为这里有香气。
Because here there is the fragrance.
所以在灭亡的人的身上，我们需要有基督的香气。
Therefore, to those who are perishing, we need to have the fragrance of Christ.
那下面说，在得救的人身上也需要有香气。
Then here it also refers to those who are being saved. We also need to have the fragrance of Christ.
有一些人他不喜欢跟别人互动。
There are some people who would like to be alone and do not like to interact with others.
因为跟别人互动总是有一些不愉快的经验。
Because the moment they interact with others, they would have some unpleasant experiences.
所以他选择单独一个人。
So they prefer to be alone.
我也不会被伤害，我也不会伤害别人。
I will not get hurt and I will not hurt others.
但是如果这样，这个教会就没有办法联合成一个家庭或一个身体。
However, if we choose this path, then this church cannot be united together to be a family.
我们就没有办法享受在一起的时间。
We cannot enjoy the moments that we spend together.
其实有时候我们一个家庭大大小小能够聚集在一起，这是一种福气，也是一种恩典。
Sometimes in our family, the elderly and the young can gather together, and this is a type of blessing.
特别孩子都长大，这是很难得的恩典。
Especially when our children are all grown up, this is such a rare instance.
那我们每一个人都是天父的子女。
Every one of us are the children of God.
我们的关系是借着主耶稣建立的。
Our relationship with God is through Jesus Christ.
我们这个爱的关系是因为主耶稣的爱充满在我们当中建立的。
our relationship of love is due to the love of Christ that is established in us.
那如果每个人都有基督的香气,
if every one of us has the fragrance of Christ, the experiences that we have in the church will be positive.
我们信徒的互动是能造就人,
the interaction among believers will give every one of us edification.
那这样我们来了不想走, 走了会很想回来。
In this way, we'd like to come all the more and we do not want to leave. And when we leave, we would like to come again.
所以我们在得救的人身上也需要有基督的香气。
Therefore, to those that are saved, we also need to have the fragrance of Christ.
好, 那到底基督的香气是什么?
So what is the fragrance of Christ?
好, 我们看16节。
Let's read verse 16. Verse 16, to the one, we are the aroma of death leading to death, and to the other, the aroma of life leading to life. And who is sufficient for these things?
这里讲基督的香气啊, 可以分作两类。
Here it says that the aroma of Christ can be divided into two categories.
第一个叫做死的香气。
The first one is the aroma of death.
第二个叫做活的香气。
The second type is the aroma of life.
这也是非常特别的。
This is a special thing.
死还有香气吗?
Do you have aroma when you die? When you're dead?
所以我们去看一个已经死的人, 我们常常是心里很伤痛。
We are often very sorrowful if you visit a dead person.
但是基督的死有香气。
But the death of Christ carry with him aroma.
在基督的身上我们可以体会到死的香气。
On the body of Christ, we can experience this aroma.
可以分三方面来说。
It can be set in three points.
第一个,
Firstly,
基督来到世间, 他给我们留下一个榜样。
When the Lord Jesus Christ came to the earth, he set for us an example.
就是自我舍弃。
Which is to be self-sacrificial.
Self-deny. 这是一种香气。
This is a type of aroma.
我们现在来看, 加拉太书。
Now we turn to the book of Galatians,
第二章,
chapter 2.
加拉太书的第二章,
Galatians chapter 2,
20节,
verse 20. Verse 20, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
这个地方说, 基督爱我。 为我舍己。
Here it says that the Lord, Christ loved me and sacrificed for me.
这是从我们信主的人对主耶稣一生的观察，他的一个结论。
This is a conclusion that we derive from a lifetime observation of the Lord Jesus Christ.
每一个人都有自我。
Every one of us have our self.
所以每一个人活着都有理想。
Therefore, when we live, we have our own ideals.
从小我们就有理想。
Ever since our youth, we have our ideals.
我要读什么？
What am I going to study?
我将来要做什么？
In the future, what am I going to become?
我要住在哪里？
Where am I going to live?
我人生的目标是什么？
What is my life goal?
当我们不断地达到我们自己的理想，
The moment we go step by step in order to accomplish our goals,
我们觉得很高兴。
We are so happy.
当我们的理想达到， 我们超过别人，
When we have received our ideals and we have exceeded others,
我们感觉到很有用， 自己是很有用的人。
We feel so accomplished, we are successful.
我们感觉到自己是一个有成就的人。
We feel that we are full of accomplishments.
这一种感觉好像喝酒一样， 会让人醉在里面。
This type of feeling is just like when you're drunk in wine because you are self-satisfied.
所以为什么现在人这么坚持自我？
So why is it that many people nowadays emphasize so much on themselves?
因为当人的理想实现的时候， 这是一种自我陶醉， 感觉最有用一个非常好的方法。
Because the moment you realize your dreams and your ideals, it is the best way to let you be immersed in these feelings.
但是不管一个人达到什么理想，
But no matter what type of ideals you reach,
这个人还是凡人。
This person is just an earthly man.
因为他还是以自我为中心。
Because everything revolves around him.
所以人跟人在谈话。
So when we interact with others,
大家都有一个感觉。
Everyone has this feeling.
我们不喜欢听一个人一直强调我。
We do not like someone who emphasizes on saying about themselves all the time.
我算什么?
What am I?
圣经里面说我们像微尘。
The Bible defines us as dust.
你有没有看到微尘? 没有。
Have you seen the dust? No.
为什么没有?
Why?
因为太小了。
Because it is too minute.
哦，所以当一个人自我强调我的时候
，Therefore, if a person overly emphasizes himself,
他已经把自己膨胀变成神。
He has bloated up himself to be like God.
他的心中最大就是我，就是神。
In his heart, the biggest person is himself. He is God in his heart.
哦，但是主耶稣来到世界。
But the Lord Jesus Christ descended on the earth.
从还没有出生以前，神就给他很清楚的目标。
Before his birth, the Lord has set a goal for him.
说你要生一个儿子，你要把他起名叫耶稣。
That there will be the birth of a child, and his name shall be Jesus.
啊，他要把人从罪里面救出来。
He will save all men from sins.
所以主耶稣的一生只有一句话，要把人从罪里面救出来。
Therefore, there is only one sentence that can define the goal of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is as a salvation to all men.
那这一句话就是他的人生理想。
This sentence then serves as his life ideal.
就是他的人生目标。
It is the goal of his life.
所以主耶稣的一生就是朝这个目标努力。
Therefore, the life of the Lord Jesus is directed toward this goal.
当他死的最后一句话说成了。
Even in the last moment, the last breath that he breathed,
我已经完成了。
He said it is finished.
不是完成我的理想。
It is not finishing his own goal.
是完成神对我的托付。
But finishing those things that are commissioned to him by God.
这个叫做香气。
This is called the fragrance.
为什么？
Why?
因为这个神对他的目标。
Because the goal that God had set for him.
就是要叫他舍弃自己，做多人的赎价。
Which is to deny himself, giving himself up as the redemption for others.
我们看以弗所书第五章。
Let us turn to Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
第一节第二节。
Verses 1 and 2. Verse 1. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 1. Therefore be imitators of God as dear children. Verse 2. And walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling aroma.
这里说基督为我们舍己。
Here it says that the Lord Jesus Christ have denied himself for us.
当作馨香的供物献给神。
An offering and a sacrifice to God.
所以主耶稣的舍己是香气要献给神。
So the sacrifice of Christ for God for us is as a sweet aroma.
所以第五节说我们要效法神。
In verse 5 it says we should
第一节要效法神。
Verse 1 it says therefore we have to be imitators of God.
所以效法神就效法主耶稣。
To imitate God is to imitate Lord Jesus Christ.
然后凭爱心行事。
And then walk in love.
所以主耶稣能够舍掉自己，这是神的爱最大的表现。
So the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ can deny himself, this is the greatest demonstration of the love of God.
所以今天虽然我们在各行各业在上班。
And nowadays, even though we are pursuing our own careers,
但是每一个人能够了解主耶稣把我放在这里要我做什么。
But we, every one of us, need to understand what is the reason why the Lord has placed us here.
这个上班是为着生活。
We go to work, it is because of our maintenance of our lives.
人的人生不是为着上班。
But our lives is not defined by our work.
那人生一定有神给我们的目标。
God must have set a goal for me.
那到底要我做什么？
What is it that I should do?
那当我们不断以神的目标自我调整。
When we constantly, based on God's goal, adjust ourselves.
那这样就是一种舍己。
This is a type of self-denial.
这就是一种牺牲。
This is a self-sacrifice.
这就是一种香气。
This is a sweet-smelling aroma.
我们看腓立比书。
We turn to the book of Philippians.
腓立比书的第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
第五节。
Verse 5. Philippians chapter 2 verse 5. Let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus.
第六节。
Verse 6. Who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself
第七节。
Verse 7. But made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men.
第八节。
Verse 8. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross.
主耶稣的舍己如果照这一段圣经做两件事情。
According to this passage, the sacrifice of Lord Jesus Christ have accomplished two things.
第一个。
Firstly,
往下降。
Is to continue to descend.
有奴仆的形象。
To take upon himself the form of a bondservant.
虽然他是神。
Because he is God.
他往下降。
He descended and declined.
这样他能够服侍人。
In this way, he could serve men.
这是舍己具体的表现。
This is the practical demonstration of his self-denial.
所以不管我是谁。
Therefore, whoever I am.
我们愿意往下降。
If we are ready to go down.
来为着别人的信仰的得救来努力，来服侍人。
To descend and to work hard for the salvation of other people.
来甘心做众人的仆人。
And to be willing to be servants of men.
这就是香气。
This is the aroma.
那第二个。
Secondly.
主耶稣的舍己就是顺服。
His sacrifice, the Lord Jesus was obedient.
顺服到死在十字架上。
Obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross.
神要我做的，我绝对没有意见。
Whatever the Lord requires of me, I have no opinions.
照我所有的，不是照我所无的。
He require of me those things that I have, not those things that I don't.
我一定把它做好。
I will do it perfectly.
这就是香气。
This is the aroma.
这第一个，主耶稣的香气是自我舍弃。
This is the first point to note based on the Lord's aroma, which is to be self-denial.
我们现在看约翰福音第八章。
Now we turn to John chapter 8.
约翰福音的第八章。
Gospel of John chapter 8.
四十六节。
Verse 46.
第八章的四十六节。
Chapter 8, verse 46. 46. Which of you convicts me of sin? And if I tell the truth, why do you not believe me?
耶稣说，谁能够指证我有罪？
Lord Jesus said, which of you can convict me of sin?
这一句话我们没有一个人能够讲。
None of us can say this verse.
所以有一个工人说，如果我这样讲，我太太第一个会站起来说你有罪。
Therefore, there is a worker of God who said that if I were to claim this, my wife will immediately stand up and say, you are sinful.
You know, 每一天跟家人生活在一起，我们的软弱完全显露出来。
Because every day of our lives, we interact and live among our families, we display our weaknesses.
但是主耶稣说，谁能指证我有罪？
However, the Lord Jesus said, who can convict me of sin?
基督的香气就是与罪断绝。
The aroma of Christ is to cut ourselves off from sin.
为什么这是香气呢？
Why is it called aroma?
圣经说罪就是债。
The Bible says that sin is a type of debt.
罪就是病。
Sin is a sickness.
罪债跟病是不好的。
Debt and sickness are not good.
是负面的。
They are negative.
不是一种荣耀。
It is not a glory.
所以就不会有香气。
Therefore, there is no aroma coming from them.
我们现在看加拉太书。
We turn to the book of Galatians.
加拉太书。
Galatians,
第五章
chapter 5.
加拉太书的第五章
Galatians chapter 5.
十九节
verse 19.
二十节
and 20.
二十一节请读
21. Verse 19. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, 20. Idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, verse 21, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in the past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God.
如果我们说人都有罪性，有很多人不同意。
If we say that men carry with them sins in their flesh, many people will say no.
我一切凭良心做事，我还有罪性吗？
I do everything based on my good conscience. I do not have sins.
但是罪性会有一个具体的在生活的表现。
However, our sinful nature will be manifested by our deeds in our daily lives.
那个表现是什么？
What are these manifestations?
就是十九节到二十一节。
Which are defined in verse 19 to 21.
如果我们一个一个读下去，
If we continue to read item by item,
没有一个是好的。
There is no none of these that are good.
如果我们一个一个自我对照，
If we reflect upon ourselves based on these points,
我们知道每一个都有，只是程度上多少的问题。
We will think that we will have committed these things to a certain degree.
第一个奸淫。
Firstly, adultery.
这个包括淫念。
This includes our immoral thoughts.
第二个污秽。
Secondly, fornication.
英文叫做苟合，第三个邪荡。
Thirdly, uncleanness.
我们看电影、电视里面很多。
When we see the movies, or we can see a lot of this.
第四个拜偶像。
The next, idolatry.
拜偶像不只是木头刻的。
Idolatry is not constrained to just wood being carved.
天天都在想超过神，那个就是比神还重要，就是偶像。
Every day we're thinking of something that far exceeds the way we think of God. That is our idol.
再来仇恨。
Next is hatred.
什么叫做恨
？What is hatred？
英文叫 intense dislike。非常强烈的不喜欢。
The definition of hatred is intense dislike.
说恨吗？我没有。
If you say, do you hate others? We say no.
但是如果讲清楚一点，你有没有很强烈不喜欢人呢？没有一个人敢讲我不喜，我没有。
But if we keep on defining ourselves, do we intensely dislike someone? No one of us can deny it.
再来争竞。
Then contentions.
人跟人之间呢，互相在竞争。
We are contending among ourselves.
再来记恨。
Then jealousies.
恼怒。
Outbursts of wrath. Dissensions.
纷争异端。
Selfish ambitions, dissensions, and then heresies.
嫉妒、醉酒、荒宴。
Envy, murders, drunkenness.
所以我们一个一个对照啊，我们都是罪人。
So with this one by one, we reflect upon ourselves. We are truly sinners.
所以为什么我们不能吸引人
？It is the reason why we cannot attract others.
因为罪性有一个表现。
Because our sinful nature is being demonstrated.
那怎么能够显扬基督的香气呢
？Then how can we proclaim the aroma of Christ.
就是要与罪断绝。
We have to cut ourselves off from sins.
就是要这一些事情我们会越来越少。
We need to reduce ourselves in the degrees in which we're involved in these things.
因为这一些事情在主耶稣的身上你都看不到，连一个都看不到。
Because we cannot even find the small spot of these items on the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以他才说，你谁可以指证我有罪？
Therefore, the Lord can say, "Who of you can convict me of sin?"
那这个事情我们没有办法讲，因为每一件事情都可以找到在我们身上。
We cannot say this phrase because every one of these items appear on ourselves.
所以当我们越来越少的时候，我们的香气就越来越多。
When we reduce ourselves in the degree in which we're involved, then we can manifest the aroma of Christ.
这只有主耶稣帮助我们，我们才能够得胜。
Only by the help of the Lord Jesus Christ can we be triumphant in this.
所以这需要努力。
We need to put in so much effort.
在哪一方面我们自己觉得很软弱，一直祷告。
On which part of life we are very weak, we need to continue to pray for it.
一直祷告到那个耶利哥倒下去了。
We pray until the wall of Jericho crumbled down.
这个罪性就消失了。
Then this sinful nature will also crumble.
所以信仰其实有很多需要努力的地方。
We realize that there are many aspects of our faith that we can work on.
基督的香气。
The aroma of Christ.
就是与罪断绝。
Is defined as cutting ourselves off from sin.
在他身上我们看不到负面的。
On the Lord himself, we cannot see anything negative.
看不到黑暗面的。
We cannot see anything that is in darkness.
因为他没有罪。
Because he is without sin.
第三个。
Thirdly.
基督的香气就是他对世界死。
The aroma of Christ means he is dead to the world.
我们看约翰福音十六章。
We turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 16.
约翰福音十六章。
John, chapter 16.
33节。
Verse 33. John 16, verse 33. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
这里主耶稣说，你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
Here the Lord Jesus said, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
在世界你们有苦难。
In the world you will have tribulation.
但是在我里面你有平安。
But in me you have peace.
这个对世界而死不是指着我们要离开这个世界。
Being dead to the world does not mean that we have to depart from this world.
因为我们这个人要活在世界啊。
Because we have to live on this earth.
主耶稣说我们在世界做盐做光啊。
The Lord Jesus wants us to be the salt and light of the world.
所以基督徒是积极的入世而不是消极的出世。
Therefore, as Christians, we are immersing ourselves in the world, not to depart from the world.
所以这个胜了世界不是离开世界。
Therefore, to be triumphant of the world is not to depart from the world.
那这个胜了世界是指着一个人的心态。
To be triumphant of to the world is the attitude of our hearts.
也就是说他的心不是被世界控制的。
Which means that his heart is not controlled by the world.
也就是这个世界对他没有影响力。
Which means that this world have no allure to him anymore.
我们现在可以看到世界真的对我们影响太大了。
Nowadays we can see that the attractions of the world is too much on us.
你看世界的文化越来越世俗。
You see that the culture of the world is more and more secularized. This secularized culture is being imprinted on our lives. Therefore, we ask ourselves, why do we not have aroma? Because even though we believe in Christ, people cannot identify us as different from the world.
我们的价值观,
our values,
我们的人生理想,
our ideologies of life,
跟没有信的是一样啊,
are the same as those who do not believe in Christ.
这样就没有香气啊,
in this way, we don't have aroma.
好, 那圣的世界是什么意思?
To overcome the world, what does that mean?
啊, 也就是我们活在这个世界,
which means that we are living in this world,
但是我们的心是在灵界里面,
but our hearts is in the spiritual realm.
哦, 这样叫做圣的世界。
This is to overcome the world.
我们看, 啊, 哥罗西书,
we turn to the book of Colossians.
啊, 哥罗西书,
Colossians.
哥罗西书的第三章,
Colossians chapter 3.
第一节到第四节,
verses 1 to 4. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. 2. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. 3. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. 4. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory.
最近几年，我常常听到信徒在讲。
These few years, I've constantly heard from believers.
为什么觉得信仰非常没有力量?
Why is it that my faith, I feel that I do not have strength?
我也没有犯罪啊, 为什么越来越没有力量?
I do not commit any sin, but why is it that my strength is fading away?
啊, 那如果我们看主耶稣的例子,
but if we take a look at the example of the Lord Jesus,
再对照哥罗西书第三章,
then we reflect upon Colossians chapter 3,
我们就找到答案了,
then we can find the answer to that.
为什么信仰越来越没有力量?
Why is it that we're declining in strength in our faith?
因为我们的肉体住在世界，我们的心也在世界。
Because our fleshly bodies are living on the earth and our heart is also living in this earth.
这个地方说我们要思念上面的事。
Here it tells us that we are supposed to seek those things which are above.
什么是上面?
What are the things that are above?
上面就是天国。
Above refers to heaven.
就是神住在众人所不能够靠近的光里面。
It is the place that God resides, the light in which no one can approach.
要思念就是我们心里的注意力要往上集中。
We have to set our mind on these things, which means we have to focus our emphasis on the things above.
当我们的心往上集中,
when our hearts are set to see the things on above, then we can elevate our spirituality.
但是,
however,
我们虽然信了主耶稣,
even though we have believed in Jesus Christ,
你想想看, 除了睡觉以外,
let's think about it, aside from our sleep,
除了工作以外,
aside from our work,
剩下的时间我们在想什么?
The rest of the time, what are we thinking about?
我们在想神吗?
Are we thinking about God?
大卫虽然是王,
even though King David was a king,
他应该是非常忙,
he was supposed to be very busy.
他说天未亮, 我在思想神的话,
but he said, before the sun comes up, I have been thinking about God's word.
在世俗的世界, 他是坐在王位,
in the secular world, he was sitting on the throne of a king.
但是他的心是常常跟神在一起的,
however, his heart is connected deeply with God.
所以不一定在世界你坐王位就是世俗。
So it doesn't mean that if you sit on the king's throne on this earth, you are secular. Because sometimes when God wants to elevate you to the point of a king, you will constantly ascend.
你挡也挡不住像但以理一样啊。
If your future is going up, no one can take it down, just like Daniel.
所以不是用世界的有无来判别一个人是属世还是属灵。
So we cannot define a person whether he is spiritual or not by his spiritual, his earthly accomplishments.
我们看, 亚伯拉罕,
we see from the example of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕很多的牛羊,
Abraham has so much flocks.
哦, 他在当时是可以算是富有的人, 因为他当时就是牛羊来算啊。
At that time, he can be counted as a wealthy man because he has so much flocks and cattle.
但是亚伯拉罕脚踏在那个牛奶与蜜之地。
However, Abraham stepped his foot on the land flowing with milk and honey.
圣经说他的心已经进到神所经营、神所建造的那一座城。
The Bible says that his heart has already arrived in that city in which it was built by God. That, what is that?
那就是天国。
That is the kingdom of heaven.
哦, 所以他的心已经在天国了。
So his heart already reached there.
因此他住帐篷。
Therefore he stayed in tents.
他的心态是做客旅。
His attitude is as a pilgrim.
这个就是主耶稣的心态。
This is the attitude of Lord Jesus Christ.
那这个叫做超越世界。
This is to overcome the world.
哦, 但你一天三次祷告。
Daniel prayed three times a day.
面向耶路撒冷。
He faced Jerusalem.
他已经不怕牺牲生命了。
He wasn't afraid to sacrifice his life.
他也不怕丧失宰相的地位。
And he wasn't afraid to sacrifice and lose his position as prime
minister. 因为在他的心里面，神最大。
Because in his heart, God is number one and greatest.
神最重要，不是那个宰相的地位。
God is the most important in his life, not the position of a prime minister.
约瑟也是一样啊。
Same with Joseph.
他也是做到宰相啊。
He was also a prime minister.
但是你看约瑟的心。
However, in his heart,
他是跟神在一起的。
He was together with God.
我岂能够代替神呢？
How can I replace God?
他看得清楚发生在他身上神的旨意。
He can see clearly all the things which are God's will on him.
我岂能代替神呢？
How can I replace God?
他的心是属灵的。
His heart is spiritual.
所以当我们能够与世界断绝，死了，对世界死了。
So when we can be dead and cut ourselves off from the world,
跟主耶稣一样,
we are the same like Lord Jesus Christ.
我们就有基督的香气。
We will have the aroma of Christ.
好，我们现在回来看哥林多后书。
Now we return to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书的第二章。
2 Corinthians chapter 2.
16节。
Verse 16.
说在那等人就做了活的香气，叫他活。
And to the other,The aroma of life leading to life.
什么叫做活的香气？
What is this aroma of life?
首先，圣经你们怎么预言主耶稣再临？
The Bible.
降临。
What kind of prophecy can we obtain regarding the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ?
我们看以赛亚书。
Let us read the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书的第七章。
Isaiah chapter 7.
十四节。
Verse 14. 请读。Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14.Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel.
这里说有一个童女怀孕生子，要给她起名叫以马内利。
Here it says, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall be called Emmanuel.
这个孩子就是耶稣。
This son is the Lord Jesus.
那主耶稣来就是以马内利的开始。
The coming of the Lord Jesus is the beginning of Emmanuel.
就是神跟人同在的开始。
Which is the beginning of the stage where God is with men.
所以借着耶稣的救恩，神要住在人里面，与人同在。
So through the salvation grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, God shall dwell among men.
能够把神的特质、神的本性在我们生活中活出来。
To display the very essence and attributes of God in our daily lives.
这个叫做活的香气。
This is the aroma of life.
那神的特质、神的本性是什么？
What are the attributes and the features of Lord Jesus Christ?
我们看以赛亚书第九章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 9.
第六节。
Verse 6.
以赛亚书第九章第六节。
Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God.Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
这里说有一个孩子赐给我们。
There will be a son given to us.
这个孩子就是主耶稣。
This son is the Lord Jesus.
他赐给我们。
He is given to us.
那他身上有四个头衔。
On his body, there are four statuses.
奇妙的策士。
Wonderful Counselor.
全能的神。
Mighty God.
永在的父。
Everlasting Father.
和平的君。
Prince of Peace.
那这个四个头衔都是因为神住在他里面才能够有的。
These four titles appear on him because God lives in him.
所以主耶稣的身上。
So on the Lord Jesus himself.
我们就可以看到他有神的智慧。
We can see the wisdom of God in him.
所以没有一个事情他没有答案。
There is not a single problem that have no answer for him.
没有一件事情他看不清楚的。
There's not a single matter that he cannot see clearly.
因为他是神。
Because he is God.
再来。
Next.
他是全能的神。
He is the mighty God.
他大有能力。
He was full of might.
能够解决人的罪。
He can solve the problem of sin of mankind.
他大有能力能够行神迹。
He is mighty to perform miracles.
他是我们的父。
He is our father.
他身上有神的爱。
On him there's the love of God.
有丰盛的怜悯不轻易发怒。
He is full of mercy, not easily to be angered.
再来，他所到的地方成就和平。
Wherever he stepped on, that place will have peace.
他带给人平安。
He brought peace to men.
这个叫做耶稣的香气。
This is the aroma of Christ.
那这个怎么进到我们里面呢？
How can this infiltrate into our hearts?
把主耶稣的香气活出来呢？
And how can we demonstrate and manifest the aroma of Christ?
我现在回来看加拉太书第五章。
Let's turn back to Galatians chapter 5.
加拉太书第五章。
Galatians chapter 5.
六章的二十二节。
Chapter 5, verse 22. 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness.
二十三节。
Verse 23. Gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law.
圣灵的果子只有一个。
There's only one fruit of the Spirit.
但是有九种不同的表现。
However, there are nine different manifestations.
那这个圣灵的果子就是神性借着圣灵浇灌下来在生活具体的表现。
The fruit of the Spirit is then the attributes of God descended upon us from the Holy Spirit and is manifested as our practical daily life.
那这个圣灵果子就是在主耶稣身上每一个你都可以找得到。
This fruit of the Spirit, all the essence can be found on the Lord Jesus himself.
我们仔细看这九个表现没有一样是不好的。
When we observe clearly these nine attributes,There's nothing that is negative.
没有一样是负面的。
There's nothing that is not good and negative.
就是在主耶稣身上完全表现。
These all appear and is accomplished on the Lord Jesus Christ.
那现在借着圣灵要浇灌在我们里面。
And today they are to be accomplished through the infilling of our Holy Spirit in us.
把以马内利神与我们同在这个特质把它活出来。
The essence of God with us, Emmanuel, is going to happen.
像活在主耶稣的身上这样。
Just as it all appears on the Lord Jesus.
这个叫做基督的香气。
This is the aroma of Christ.
哦，所以我们信仰需要有目标。
Therefore, in our faith, we need to have a goal.
什么目标？
What is our goal?
我要不断地认识主耶稣。
I want to continually search to know God.
我要不断地自我调整。
I need to continually adjust ourselves.
一直到我有他的形象。
Until the point of time when I have his image.
我能够显扬他的香气。
Then I can manifest his aroma.
那我就达到神为我预定的目标。
Then I have accomplished the goal that God has set on us.
那这就是我们的价值。
This is our value.
也是我们的荣耀。
And our glory.
唱诗。
Let us sing him.
435。
435. Please have a seat.
好，我们最后要一起来祷告。
We finally will make a prayer.
啊，圣灵的能力是非常的大。
Great is the power of the Holy Spirit.
啊，我们教会的宝贝就是在这里，我们可以体验到圣灵。
The treasure of our church is that over here we can experience the Holy Spirit.
所以我们得到圣灵，要不断地追求圣灵充满。
So for those of us who have the Holy Spirit, let us continue to seek for the filling of the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵的充满就是有圣灵的果子。
The infilling of the Holy Spirit will let us have the fruit of the Spirit.
很具体的表现。
These are all practical manifestations.
我们前几天在这里开圣乐营。
These past few days, we have held the music camp.
几次的祷告会就是用圣灵的果子跟大家互相的勉励。
For several prayer sessions, we have encouraged each other using the fruit of the Spirit.
超过一百个学员在这里。
About more than 100 students were here.
我问他一个问题：谁觉得被圣灵充满的举手？没有一个举手。
I ask everyone who feels that you are filled with the Holy Spirit, but no one raised their hand.
这也算是谦卑了，但是这也是事实。
This is a sign of humility, but this is also a reality.
我们要不断地追求被圣灵充满。
We have to continue to seek after the infilling of the Holy Spirit.
然后我们就会发基督的香气。
Then we can manifest the aroma of Christ.
我们最后要一起来祷告。
We will now make our final prayer.
凡是要求圣灵的。
For those of us who want to receive the Holy Spirit.
接受按手。
Want to receive the laying of hands.
或者特别需求需要代祷。
Or you have special needs for prayer.
我们请到前面来。
Please come forward to pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray together.